It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for October 24th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Liana. How you doing, Liana?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Taryn. It is our last Saturday together for the Big Brother 22 season. So I'm excited. We get to talk about so much that happened on the feeds. Cody played backgammon against himself. Truly riveting. I'm just excited to get into all of it with you. It's been a fun season.
Yes. Yes. Very excited. This is the final Liana Saturday.
So sad. Or is it? For Big Brother 22.
Yeah, of probably the year. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows what little mini season we may get that I can hope for? But yes, for Big Brother 22, I do believe this is the end of the road for the Liana Saturdays.
What if they took a note from Audrey and they just started doing Big Brother minis?
There we go. They have the house. So that's good. I don't know how the quarantine situation would work. Maybe we get or they quarantine together. They quarantine for 2 weeks together. And then that's the mini. I don't know. They need to figure out a way to do it because I think it's possible. I'm sure.
There you go. All right. Well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It's going to be a short one, guys.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys got it, but that was sarcasm at the beginning. I'm sorry to have misled you. Nothing happened.
Ultimate betrayal.
The ultimate betrayal. That might be one of my favorite things to come out of Big Brother 22. Ultimate betrayal.
Oh, man. Look, there was approximately one game conversation yesterday. Took place between Enzo and Cody. It was about 60 seconds. Enzo was talking about how they look, Leo, we both pissed off the jury. Yo, David's mad at us. Ian's mad at us. Yo, so many people mad at us. Yo, that's it. We got to take each other. As long as we're both sitting up there, then one of us has to win. Yo, that's it.
Thank you, everyone, for coming to our live feed update this morning.
He does tell Cody that if Nicole wins part three and cuts Enzo, that Enzo is a vote for Cody, which surprises all of us. Mm-hmm. No, it surprises no one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Shocking. Yeah. I mean, I think at this point in time, there's so much data that points us in the directions that we're all assuming. And so things like this, of course, are no surprise. I was hoping for maybe a little bit more sort of subtle jury management or subtle, like, convincing. There was, you know, maybe some conversations between Enzo and Nicole where it felt like maybe Nicole was trying to convince Enzo that, like, I don't know, he should take her. But then I was like, no, Liana, you're just trying to read too much into this. Like, that's not happening.
Yeah. Enzo tells Cody, he says, look, I don't want to have to answer those questions. Yo, you got third place again. And Cody's, you're not going to have to, man. You're not going to have to. Don't think like that.
So do you think this can, like, who do you think Cody is going to take? I'm sure you've been asked this question ad nauseum. But do conversations like this help to push you in the direction of Enzo, for example?
I mean, he keeps promising them both the world. Because what is he supposed to do, right? Like, when Enzo says something like, I don't want to get third place again, is Cody supposed to say,
yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm sorry, man. Yeah, you should have listened to Christmas when she said Enzo third place again. Yeah, exactly. It's so hard. Like, it's such a hard position. So, of course, he's going to lie to them or tell them the truth. We just don't know which.
I think, like, people can sometimes kind of think like the Dave Vaughn thinking, which is that, like, if I ask in this way, and it's like really bad if they mislead me, like, I just don't want to be in that spot, yo. Third place again, yo. I don't want, people are going to be asking me those questions. You would never do that to me, right, yo? And they think, like, oh, if they say they're not going to do it, they couldn't then go and do it. But, like, you're forgetting that other people can guilt Cody too. And, like, this is a game. There's just no chance that Cody would say to you, yeah, bro, sorry, mm-hmm. I am cutting you. So what is the purpose ultimately?
Right. If you lay on the guilt so thick with the intention of, oh, well, then he has to tell me the truth. Unfortunately, I don't think that that's how Big Brother works. It's also not how the real world works. And especially when you have people who have made it to the final three of Big Brother twice. They're all good game players. They're all good liars. Cody's a great liar sometimes. And I think that that's something that Enzo has to remember also. Like, I don't know if maybe he just wants to feel better and to feel assured that he made the right decisions, because, you know, it's a confirmation bias kind of thing of like, look, I just want to, you know, to feel better, make me feel better. I feel uncomfortable, make me feel better. Because in terms of actually trying to get valuable information, like, Enzo, I'm sorry, but that's just not going to happen until finale night when you're sitting there and he has to make a decision.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was the game conversation of the day. We did learn some very valuable other information, though.
Oh, do tell, Taryn. Did I miss this?
That we have been asking all season long. For instance, Liana, do you think that Christmas is still invited to Nicole's wedding?
Oh my gosh. Truly the question of the century.
She got the invite earlier in the season when she was working on Nicole. She made a final two in Nicole. She got the invite, but then she tried to vote Nicole out in the triple eviction.
Right.
Is the invite rescinded?
Here's the thing. Let me logic through this. Mm-hmm. Nicole needs Christmas's jury vote. Okay. Now, the problem is that if Nicole reoffers, Christmas isn't going to see this until later. So how do I think Nicole is truly playing this? Does she want to be able to say on finale night, Christmas, I'm sorry, you're reinvited to my wedding, please vote for me? Is this the logic that we're going with? Or is it too late? It doesn't matter. Christmas is dead to Nicole. It could really go either way. I'm bated breath, Taryn.
Well, Nicole is very excited to have Christmas at her wedding.
Oh my gosh. Maybe she's hoping for a wall yeller to go to the jury house. And then there have been so many. And so then the wall yeller will go to jury and yell, Christmas, don't worry, you're still invited to Nicole's wedding.
Make sure you have $3,000 prepared, Christmas, because congratulations, Christmas, you are going to Nicole's wedding.
Woo-hoo!
We're registered at Bed Bath & Beyond.
So, yeah, cool. Good for her. Good for Christmas. I think, you know, talking about evolving strategy, what moves will and will not get you uninvited from weddings. I think a very important off-season podcast that, Taryn, you can really spend a lot of time digging into. I think these are important questions that we all need to know.
The efficacy of wedding invitations in Big Brother.
In Big Brother strategy. Mm. Oh, let me get, I'm gonna write a thesis. Hold on.
We also found out some more interesting information. We've long thought that Nicole controls production. Yesterday, she said, no, I'm really craving some donuts. You think if I ask for donuts, they'd give me donuts? No, of course not, they say. Why would they give you... Don't you know, you don't just get donuts. And then what happens? Donuts magically appear.
And after the segment that we saw last night about the asking for stuff, I need this, I need that, Memphis just wanted the hot tub turned on. And here we have Nicole getting donuts. Biggest
getting
question.
Donuts.
Were they vegan donuts?
No.
Did they drop them on the ground then became vegan donuts?
There was no interest. They just completely ignored the ethical thing to do, which is put the donuts on the ground and then pick them up so that they came from the ground so that they're hybrid vegan.
Didn't she try to make Cody eat a donut? That was also a thing that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reminiscent of Danny trying to get Tyler to eat a donut.
I know. It's parallels, man. Mm. It's truly the poetic nature of Big Brother 22. It all comes full circle.
Cody was really annoyed because he wanted some American cheese and all they had was vegan cheese. And then Nicole just like mentions donuts and donuts appear. And he's like, where's my cheese? I think he got the cheese, though.
Maybe they started just, you know, writing the list, writing the grocery list. They were like, okay. But when Nicole, of course, productions, the runner,
they said, Nicole said, you know, I could really use some donuts. And they went, runner. And somebody ran to the store immediately.
To Ralph's you go, get those donuts. Yes. And I think it was also funny with the vegan cheese because I believe various house guests, including Cody, have expressed frustration about there being lots of vegan options where he is not so into said vegan options. It's like, it's just, it's vegan crap. So that was really funny. It was sort of like Danny haunting him from beyond the Big Brother grave of like, here, you still have to deal with my cheese.
Yeah. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. He also got into another argument about avocados and their ripeness.
I was like, was this from last night? I was like, no, the timeline doesn't even work because I'm pretty sure it was after. It was unbelievable to me. I was like, Cody, you've already had this conversation about the ripeness of avocados.
Well, see, this is one of those things where you have a dumb argument with somebody and then it never really gets resolved. And then you remember the argument. Like, remember when we had that dumb argument about that thing that I was right about? And they're like, no, hold on. No, I was right about that. And then you have the argument again because it's never going to get resolved. And so he's got an avocado and he says, oh, this smells bad. This is not ripe yet. And she goes, no. It's too ripe. No, hold on. No, this is, I can smell it. It's not ripe. And she says, no, it was ripe. And now it's too ripe. It's overripe. You're overripe. Since when is overripe a thing?
This is like a brand new concept. Cody thought it was either not ripe or ripe. It was a two classification system. It either went in one bin or the other. So now to learn about this new classification of overripe was like truly mind blowing. Only imagine.
Cody says, no. There are no vegans around to confirm this theory of yours.
Because, as we all know, only vegans can tell the ripeness of avocados.
Yes. He says it smells of green apple. So that means it's not ripe yet. There's not like mold on it.
Maybe Cody needs to take that food safety class that Lyrsa kept talking about from David, like the one with the eggs, like what temperature you store eggs at. This is what Cody needs to learn for avocados to understand. But also, I also wonder about Cody's sense of smell, because he did kept saying over and over the thing about the green apple, which I thought was very interesting. I need to go like find an overripe avocado and see if it smells like green apple. I thought that was very interesting. I never made that association before.
Yeah, I don't eat avocado often, but I can't ever recall smelling avocado and thinking, green apple.
Yeah, no, never. I don't think I have ever thought that.
Maybe it was being stored right next to a green apple and it got a little rubbed off some of the smell. Apples smell very strongly.
It transferred its smell. I don't know. I'm trying to think also, like, Cody smells good. Is there some logic connection I can make here? So let's see. Keisha thought Cody smelled good. And Keisha's birthday cake, was it apple flavor? No, never mind. I give up.
Maybe there's some kind of chemical reaction between Cody's smell and the avocado smell that when combined creates green apple.
Ooh, that's actually a good point. Okay, so because Cody is smelling, I'm sure, like his own smells mixed again with the avocado smells, and then the olfactory system within his nose, all the little sensors get confused. And they're like, ding, green apple, of course. Obviously, but that would actually be pretty useful if Cody is confused about ripeness. So, you know, if his body develops its own system of, you know, essentially saying like when something is ripe, overripe versus not ripe.
Yeah, green apple versus mold.
Yeah,
are the two options.
Those are the two. It's a switch. It's
not ripe enough, tell. Green apple. Past ripe, mold.
There is no in between.
Well, ripe is the in between. Ripe means ready.
But I mean, what is that smell, right? Is it just nothing?
It just smells like the thing that you're actually looking at.
Neutral. Do avocados smells like don't avocado. Really have a smell? No,
they do.
Avocados, once you peel them. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, now I'm going to be the weirdo in the grocery store smelling all the avocados. Okay. Thanks, Taryn. Thank you. That's what you've done to me.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, that happened. Cody is spending a lot of time studying.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole makes a comment that I guess it doesn't concern me, but it concerns me in regards to Nicole's, you know, part in the game. She says, I'm glad my studying days are over while Cody studies. Is it possible that Nicole doesn't remember, doesn't realize, not maybe not remember, doesn't realize that the part three of the final three HOH is now actually questions and not just the random stuff that she did?
I think it's entirely possible because even I had a hard time remembering, like, oh, yeah, it switched to actual questions because they had the little video clips. Right. And then you have to answer one of the. Yeah. So even, you know, I was kind of forgetting that. And I think if because why would she say that otherwise? Right. You know, unless maybe she's trying to disarm Cody. But I don't know. So I think she doesn't remember. I think she still thinks that it's potentially the crapshooty or more crapshooty competition that we had for so long. And, you know, it would be interesting to see her go in there and then be like, oh, crap, my studying days were not over.
I mean, I think she's got all the days down anyway, so it's probably not a big deal. But you know, it is the kind of thing where I know for me, whenever I used to, let's be real, I didn't really study for tests that much. But what I did was that right before I would like look through the stuff and then I'd be able to regurgitate it immediately during the test. And then I just erase it from my mind. I don't know if Nicole feels has the same method, but if you don't think about the things for like a few days or like, you know, it's been since, you know, the part one or whatever, you know, part three is going to be on Wednesday. So it's like almost a week of not thinking about, not studying, you know, it might not be as fresh in her mind again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the like cramming versus actually having learned it throughout the course of the semester, like, is intended, although everybody crams, right? Like, I've also been there. I think she's been studying so consistently, it feels like, at least over the past couple, you know, like weeks or so. So I would think that it would be in her brain, but if Cody is studying more recently, that could have an impact. Or if Enzo's studying more recently, which we see both of them doing so to prepare for part two, that could potentially have an effect. If there's some sort of, you know, loss or the recall isn't immediately there, because, you know, we will see something, hopefully, we assume, more tangential when it comes to the questions for part three. I don't know. I feel like if it is going to make a difference, it's going to be small, but you know, people win by one question. So that could be the one question.
All right. Well, that was it. That was it yesterday. But today we will probably see the results of part two of the final three HOH, which, you know, theoretically would be very, if Cody lost, that would be like, whoa, what are we doing now? If Cody wins, then it's like, all right, now it's definitely this thing that we think it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's going to be nice to have that information. We can start to really think through what's going to happen. And I'm looking forward to finale night. I'm looking forward to this being over. I want to know the result. I want to know the answer. And I'm curious to know. I think it's going to be interesting.
All right. Well, I will be back tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern with Ovi to talk through the Legacy Watch, the final one that takes place during the season. Our final predictions, I guess, for where the legacies will end up. And we'll probably also be able to talk through the results of part two of the final three HOH. So make sure you tune in tonight for that. I'm also just curious to get a sense of like where Ovi's at after the season. You know, he played last season and then he had friends playing this season. He's probably had a very interesting experience throughout the season. So going to be interesting to catch up with Ovi. And then, of course, tomorrow morning, I will be back to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. And we're going to be playing some Among Us tomorrow on Twitch, 5 p.m. Eastern. Monday, there'll be a recap, and the final three live feed updates will be recaps of final three and their games. So make sure you tune in for that as well. Liana, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Liana RHAP. Mike Bloom and I are doing the RHAP B&B. We have Kevin and Nigel coming on this week to play some fun and games, which we've got some really ridiculous games. We're going to be recording that today, so look out for that. It should be out soon. And then Puya and I took a break from The Masked Singer because The Masked Singer took a break for baseball. And so we didn't record a podcast this week, but assuming that the World Series doesn't go to Game 7, we'll be back to learn all about Group C, a new group that we haven't seen yet. So hopefully that should be there. If not, if we do go to Game 7, then we'll be postponed one more week. But Puya and I are hanging out, chilling, doing our thing, having a lot of fun on The Masked Singer.
All right. Well, you can find me on Twitter at ArmstrongTaren. If you want to fill out the Legacy Watch, I will be tweeting it out after this podcast. Make sure you find it there on Twitter and, of course, on Twitch, twitch.tv/TarenArmstrong. Thank you so much for joining us once again. I'll see you next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.